On the way next on K1, brought to you this morning by Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move, also by First Baptist Church. First Thursday of the month, and that means it's time to welcome in Jennifer Ennis from Elder Care. Good morning.
Good morning, Charlie. How are you?
It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood. You know, we got about a quarter of an inch of rain last night, so things are looking good right now.
Yeah. They are. It's still a little warmer than I would expect in November,
yeah.
But it's not terrible.
No.
I'll give it that.
No, it's within the range, although kind of on the warm side of what you and I would think of as typical November.
But I know. Not quite feeling the holidays yet. Maybe as we get closer to Thanksgiving, we'll feel a little bit more.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Maybe just after Wednesday of next week, we'll feel better.
Maybe we will. Maybe.
Anyway, one thing you and I were talking about before we went on the air, Elder Care is going to hold one more flu shot clinic, right?
We are. You know, we had a lot of people still interested in getting flu shots in November. A lot of people kind of have held off because it is a little bit warmer than we kind of anticipate. And I don't think that too many people have heard of many cases of the flu yet.
No.
And so we're actually going to hold a one more flu shot clinic. And it's actually Tuesday, November 8th.
There's something else going on that day.
Yeah, we know it's election day, but we figured a lot of people, they're going to be out voting, or at least we hope they're out and voting. And so if you haven't gotten your flu shot yet and you are still looking for a place, you can drop by Elder Care, and we'll be doing flu shot clinic from 9 to noon and 1 to 4. And we'll be offering both the high dose and the regular dose. So we still have both ready, and we hope that if you haven't gotten it yet, you take this last chance to come out and get your flu shot. Because if you take it now, you'll be protected before the holidays. If you wait too much longer, you might be sick on the holidays.
Yeah, that's never good. I don't care whether you're 6 or 96. That's not a good thing.
No. You don't want to be the person in the family that's not feeling well on one of the holidays. So you can come by if you're not familiar with our flu shot clinics. You just pop right in. We try and make it really quick. If we can, it all depends on when you come and how many people came with you. Mm-hmm. But usually it doesn't take very long. We help you fill out the paperwork. We get your shot. We get you out. We'll have popcorn going on. We'll probably have some little goodies out that you can take, pens, notepads, candy usually.
Yeah.
If you're not candied out from Halloween, we'll probably have some out there too.
Okay.
Yeah. And then if you're a Medicare Part B participant, if you have that, then the shot is free to you.
Okay.
You bring in your Medicare card, we'll run that, and usually there's no payment for anybody with that qualified part of it, and so it makes it easy. And if you come in, just bring your Medicare card and a photo ID. It's that simple. If you're not on Medicare and you're still looking to get your shot, you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
And we can take cash, check, or credit card. It's $30 for the regular dose, $50 for the high dose. And if you're not familiar with the high dose, it's really recommended for those 65 or older. And what it is, it's got 4 times the antigens. It helps it get in your system faster. It helps it stay in longer. It kind of boosts your immunity.
Right.
As you get older, your immunity system kind of goes down, and sometimes you need a little help. And that's kind of what this is. It's the same vaccine. It covers the same strain of flu. The difference really is it just kind of gives it a little kickstart to your immunity system.
Check with your doctor. You have time between now and election day or flu shot day to check that out. But most doctors, for most people, would say if you're over 65, go ahead and get the high dose. So,
absolutely. Yeah. And you know, there are some doctors that maybe, you know, want you to get it if you're 60, and that's something, you know, Medicare's not going to pay it for if you're not over 65.
Right.
So that would have to be a cash, check, credit card kind of situation. But we have them. So take advantage. If you haven't gotten your flu shot, or you're waiting until November because you want it to last longer in the season, now's your chance. Again, Tuesday, November 8th, go vote. Come by Elder Care. Get your shot.
Two good reasons to take an aspirin afterwards.
Absolutely. And if you don't know where Elder Care is, some people may not be familiar. We're on Swan Drive.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that road that is right by Walmart, by Green Country Village. Or if you're coming the opposite way, the tag office,
come
right down the street from the tag office. We're right there. Big brick building with a green roof. We're pretty hard to miss. We also have signs out that say flu shot.
There you go.
So
just make a big, you know, flu shot arrow right here. Yeah.
Absolutely. So it's gonna be a good time. We're kind of looking forward to seeing everyone and getting it done and seeing how Tuesday goes.
Yeah, well, you will have just been a busy Monday because that is your typical, I invite everybody in for a tour day, right?
Absolutely. So that Monday, so that's November 7th, we're having our monthly open house. It's usually the first Monday of the month, starts at 10 a.m. Great time to come take a tour of the building. We go through all the departments. We usually have coffee out and a pastry. If you have questions and you meant to be calling us and you haven't gotten around to it, well, come down to the open house and ask them there, and you'll actually get a chance to maybe see what you're talking about. And we'd love to see. Everyone's welcome. You don't have to be 60 year old or anything. Everyone is welcome to check out what we have and see our beautiful building.
It is a great building. And
it's bigger than people think it is.
Yeah,
and it's a little confusing. So when you walk around with us, it's kind of nice to have someone guided with you instead of wandering around a little bit.
The first time I went in there, I was just going in to meet with somebody, and it's kind of like, well, I think I do need somebody to show me around. You know?
It's deceiving. It can be. You know, and there are two entrances to our building. There's one there on the south side. That's our daybreak entrance. Mm-hmm. It's got an awning. Our main entrance there is on the – now I'm going to do directions here. Okay. I think it's the east side. Yeah, the east side of the building is our main, right off of Swan Drive.
Right.
So most people come in there. They actually kind of miss the daybreak entrance, but, you know, that's where it is over there, too. So come in the main entrance there on the east side, and we'd love to give you a tour. If you can't come on Monday, come anytime.
Okay.
Really, if you're driving by and you think, I'd love to get a tour, stop by. If someone's available, someone will give you a tour. If you want to make sure someone's available, call us, make an appointment. You know, if you can't make open house, we love to give tours and talk about our building and answer any questions you may have. So it can really just be any time.
Yeah, well, they may or may not have a pastry for you otherwise, but
maybe not. But we do have candy at the front desk, so I can always give you a butterscotch or, you know, root beer or something. I'm sure I've got something I can offer you. And I always have coffee out. So even if I don't have a pastry, we always have coffee in our Bill's Books and Brew area. Mm-hmm. It's a great little place that people come, and if they're waiting on a tour, or maybe you've brought a loved one to physical therapy or the doctor's office, you could sit in their waiting rooms. But sometimes people feel more comfortable in Bill's because it's got some couches and a TV and more reading material, and there's always coffee in there. So it's a good little hangout place, too.
It is a good little hangout place, yeah. Just spend the whole day. Well, maybe not the whole day, but yeah.
Maybe not the whole day, but even just a little bit of time. Absolutely. We'd love to have you guys out.
One other thing going on that's probably of note, open enrollment for Medicare and, well, actually for Obamacare too, but you're probably not talking about that. You are talking about Part D enrollment though, right?
We are. You know, this quite a few years now, we've offered free counseling sessions for Medicare Part D open enrollment.
You don't sell insurance, but you're there as a great resource.
Yes, we don't sell insurance. We don't really, I mean, all we do is we look at your list of prescriptions, your current plan. We sit down and we open up the website, and we show you what plans are available that cover your medication and which one might be best for you. In terms of deductible, in terms of any of that. And then you get to choose whether your plan is still the best for you, or if maybe there's another one offered that is better, that it's time to switch. And that's so important because maybe you're on a new medication this year, or maybe you haven't changed medications, but your insurance company has sent you a letter saying that they're not covering. And sometimes they don't send you a letter. And what was covered last year isn't necessarily going to be covered in 2017. And so checking those, especially some of those blood pressure medications, those really important ones, checking every year to make sure your plan is still covering your prescriptions and it's covering it at the best rate is really valuable, because it could save you hundreds of dollars if you switch a plan, or it could cost you hundreds of dollars if you don't take a chance to look at it. And you, if you're savvy and you feel comfortable, you can go onto the websites, check them out yourself, see what's better. But if you're more comfortable sitting down with someone, we have three ladies who were trained this year to go through that process with you, to give you the list and all your options. And then if you need to switch, they can help you do so there in the office. And so it's open. Open enrollment ends December 7th. So we still have a couple weeks, but we already have appointments all the way through Thanksgiving filled up. It's a very popular service that we have. And so we can only see so many people a day. And so if you want an appointment, I would encourage you to call today, call tomorrow. Don't wait until December, because we may not have any space available, and we do our best to accommodate everyone we possibly can within our business hours, but it just depends on how many people are interested. And so get your appointment early. And then if it's too late in the season, maybe we have an opening, we can call and move you up, but it would be better to have one even December 7th than it would be not to have one. And so you can give us a call. We're taking appointments Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesday. So you call us up, let us know which one of those days work, and if you prefer morning or afternoon, and we can try and fit you in there as best as possible. So make an appointment if you haven't already.
Yeah, those lists of drugs called formularies change from year to year, and what was on tier 2 may go move up to tier 1, or it might move down to tier 4, and so check them out.
Even just saying that confuses me. So, and I'm sure, if you're new at this, that may confuse you. You may have done this a couple years, so you kind of understand, but it's really important. And so don't wait. That's what we're saying. We've had people on the list, like I said, I think our first appointment's after Thanksgiving. And so we just don't want to miss out, and we want to squeeze as many people in as we can. So if you don't know who to call, our number is 918-336-8500. Ronnie at our front desk, she schedules all those appointments, so give her a call. If for some reason she's away, we'll either take a message or maybe whoever answers the phone. Sometimes they can help, sometimes they can't. But we'll be sure to get you an appointment, and that way you have every opportunity to make sure your drug plan is what it needs to be. It's covering what you need to, and then it's affordable. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's okay. We will continue our time with Jennifer and continue focusing on elder care in just a moment.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
And continuing our time with Jennifer Ennis from Elder Care, and we're talking about flu shots. We're talking about Part D enrollment. You're just an all-around resource for a lot of people around the area.
We really try to be. Our goal is to be able to provide the resource, whether it's, the things we've talked about, or even just social events or help. We're doing something new. It's going to be the first time we do it. It's going to be November 21st. That's a Monday, the Monday of Thanksgiving week. Mm-hmm. And what we're doing is we get a lot of requests from people who say, I've got this new Kindle and I'm a little bit confused about this, or I just got a new phone because mine broke and I have no idea what I'm doing with it. It's a lot different than my flip phone or my...
There are a lot of people that have resisted smartphones.
They have, but you kind of are forced into getting one. Maybe even it's you updated your smartphone, your operating system, they encourage you to update, and then you get it and it's all confusing and different. And so if that's you, if you find that you have an iPad or a smartphone or a Kindle or something and you have questions, that Monday, the November 21st, the Bartlesville High School National Honor Society students, they're going to make individual appointments with people to come in. You're going to bring your device. You're going to get about an hour, maybe a little less, to sit down and say, okay, here are my questions about how to run my iPhone, or here are my questions about how to run my BlackBerry or Kindle. And it's just an opportunity to sit down with someone and get your answers to all the questions you have about your technology piece that is frustrating you. I don't know how to delete this contact, or I can't get my email set up on this phone now because of this, or I forgot my password to my Google Play and so I can't download apps now and I have no idea how to change it. Mm-hmm. If that's you, whatever that question is, it's going to be a great time to come in and sit down with a student and let them listen to what the problem is and help you troubleshoot whatever it is.
Well, and particularly, and I say it with a smile on my face, but it's also a compliment, these kids have grown up with these phones. I mean, even back when VCRs were brand new, the joke was, get the kid to program it for you. It works. They know it.
Absolutely. And, you know, it is. They use it every day at school. They use it every day in their personal lives. They use it at work. I mean, it's you're so ingrained with technology. Why not have the people who really are kind of experts in it come out and help you walk through? Because, you know, they're used to quickly flipping through and figuring it out. And, you know, you may not want to sit there for an hour. And absolutely, you can figure it out. But if you don't want to sit there and do it, come in and have them kind of walk you through. We find that a lot with iPads, or if you switch, maybe you had, iPhone, and now you have a Samsung Galaxy.
Yeah.
Those are so different. It can be so confusing.
They're both kind of intuitive, but they look different. The buttons are in the different places. Yeah, it's all different.
And so if that's the case and you switch the type of a phone you're using, it can be really frustrating. And so what we're encouraging is be on the lookout in the paper. We're going to have an article about how you can sign up. If you're already interested in signing up, give us a call at that 918-336-8500 number. Tell us you're interested. We'll take your name and number, and when we're ready to start making those appointments, we'll give you a call back with an appointment time and you can come in. It's just going to be one day. It's going to be from 9 to noon. So if you're important, we'll have limited spots, but we'll try and get you in, help you, especially if you get a new Christmas gift, or you're thinking about last year's Christmas gift that you got and you still don't really know how to use the Kindle, but you really want to read and you want to take it to the library and download books, but you don't know where to start. This is a great starting point for you.
It really is. And besides that, you're helping out the National Honor Society students as well, because they've got public service hours they need to get
they
done.
Do, and they're going to love it. Our National Honor Society students, they come a lot to the technology classes I teach, and they're kind of my partners, and they love it, and it's so much fun to get to interact and ask questions. So we're very excited about this, and I think it's going to be a good thing. Other things that are going on, you know, we talked a little bit about social events, golden opportunities. We're full swing into this quarter, but we still have a pottery class that we're going to do in December. We're all going to meet at the new pottery ceramic place, Wishful Thinking, on 2nd Street.
Right.
We're going to paint some ceramics. We're going to have some snacks. We're just going to have a good time. That's December 7th. If you're interested in that, give us a call. I'm also going to throw a bingo afternoon. We haven't done bingo in a while. And so if you're looking to get out, have some popcorn, meet some people, we're just going to play bingo for an hour and a half. It's going to be short, sweet, fun, small, goofy prizes. Nothing, not like real bingo. Don't mistake that.
Not
but something
rich.
Fun. So come down on November 18th, too.
Check it out. And again, it's all online,
aboutelderCare.org.
And of course, don't forget about the Monday and Tuesday events coming up next week.
Yeah, I hope to see you then.
Okay, that's our time with Elder Care on 1400 KY.
Oh, and in news, I'm